Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. Everything Jesus attained on Calvary, to the fairest degree that Paul could, he tried to summarize that in Romans 6. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
And he explained in Romans 7. I mean, the Paul spoke about the victory we attained in Christ in Romans 6. It would be funny to think Paul is a victim in Romans 7. Listen carefully. Let's, for instance, see verse 14, this part of scripture. Because some people think this is Paul's present situation. And at that time he was writing. He was actually trying to pinpoint something that happened in the past. Are we together? Are you all here tonight? So let's read together. For we know the law is not spiritual. So listen. Do you see Paul's present situation at the time he was writing this? No. And I'm going to prove it to you. Because some people think that at this point, Paul was a Christian, and Paul is calling himself carnal, describing himself weak. Alright? Now look at this, for instance. Look at verse 15. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I read to do, for what I hate that I do. This is all spread to get. Look at this part of scripture. He then says, he said, if then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the Lord that it is good. Next part of scripture. But it is no longer I will do it, the sin who dwells in me. Next part of scripture. I remember somebody broke this. Go back to 17. There's a book, this 17, for me many years ago. He said, see, Pastor, it is not me that is saying this. The Bible says it is the sin that is in me. Glory to God. I mean, he made it look like I shouldn't judge him, because even Paul is saying that when we sin, it is not the sin, but the sin that dwells in us. Then he shouted, somebody shout hallelujah. And a lot of people shouted hallelujah. Because you see, the Bible says, you know, in the last days, it says some will have itchy ears. Itchy ears. Itchy ears. What is itchy ear? Like the instance I gave on Sunday. Imagine a lady talking with Mustafa for so long. She came from a very strong Christian family. Alright? And not every Mustafa is a Muslim, but a lot of Muslims are Mustafas. Are we together? So let's say this is a very strong Christian family that, of course, you would not think of ever having any of your child marry a Muslim. Are we together? But she has been talking with this Mustafa for a very long period of time. Mustafa has become her dearest friend. They've been doing video calls. They used to ask himself, what did you eat today? Blah, blah, blah. And Mustafa is cute. It's so nice. Are we together? And one of these days, she found out that she can't go a day without talking with Mustafa. She's now in love with Mustafa. And how do I go about it? Let's take the lady's name to be Cecilia. Now, Cecilia don't know how to go about this. She has found out that she has disobeyed the law by obeying another law. God said there's an atmosphere around wrong company that even though you don't join them to talk, you are just around them. You catch their bad character. It's a wrong company, what? Corrupts good. Meaning, be a nice person, don't talk with the bad people, don't talk with the bad company, but as long as you are around the bad company, God said to what? Corrupt your good manners. The Bible says, Saul came around prophets, and he began to prophesy. Meaning there's a spirit around the company. Are we together? Then when you come around the company, there are certain spirits you begin to interface with. Not just the manifestation yet. Because in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, we found out that it is spirit that determines ideas and thought patterns. Are you people here tonight? That they are determined by spirit. So if you are around wrong companies, those spirits that have the possibility to impart in you wrong ideas, you will encounter them like Saul, who encountered the spirit of prophecy for just being around prophets. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? And all of a sudden, if you go around wrong company for long, like God's wisdom tells us, you begin to behave like those wrong companies. Meaning, if you don't want to behave like those kind of people, don't be around them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So now, she has obeyed this law by disobeying the law of God. She has been talking so much to Mustafa. And some sort of, she fell in love. Because the law of communication entails that as long as you are communicating, the consequence is that you would definitely have, you know, with time, you know, you start feeling so glued to that person. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? start feeling glued, you start liking the person, like the way the person talks, like the way she talks. And all of a sudden, you will now think you are in love. That's not love. But you think you are in what? Love. Because you have grown, you know, in intimacy day by day. You keep on talking to the person. And now, this Cecilia now wants to somehow, that wall, that doctrine, that, you know, that should I call it fortress or pillar of truth in her heart over the years that says, you know, Jesus is the only way. It begins to, you know, get neutralized some sort of because of the spirit of love that she's assuming is working on her inside. She will not stand up one day because she has itchy ears already. She will stand up one day and ask her mama. Maybe her mama is an evangelist. Mommy, why are we having problem with Islam? Why? Is God not love? Now, you will not know that it is because of she is in love with Mustafa yet. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So, because of this situation now, she's trying to make sure that some sort of everything about her belief, everything about, you know, wherever, whatever she stood for many years ago can tilt towards, you know, behind. It should be behind. It should be secondary to the feeling she's having towards Mustafa. That's why the Bible says, do not tear up love until his soul's desire. You see, now as you are talking with that guy and that girl, if love grows, if love is teared, all of us will become baskets. All of us you are seeing here will become baskets before you, before your love. Anybody that wants to try that your love is a basket. Even your pastor. Talk less of your MD. They will become baskets. God is not foolish to tell us, do not steer up what? Meaning, don't stir up love until soul desires. If you enter into the wrong love, love will still happen to you. There's a saying that says love is what? Blind. You'll be blind. If you're in love with this lady, and she has eyes, she has vision, that's when love is not blind for you. If you are in love with a lady without vision, you'll be blind. Because as long as you're in love, you're blind. If she doesn't know where she's going to, your own has finished. Even though you've been serving God for years, it has finished. Because you observe that you start behaving the way the woman wants you to behave. Because you're in love. I've been pastoring for years. If you like, hit your chest and say, God forbid, this cannot happen to me. It has happened to the mighty before me. I've seen how the mighty are falling. Even some people seated there today is by the mercies of God. At a point in ministry, I said, this one has gone. Then all of a sudden, God did me. I said, God, my son is in his mercy. But this guy, of that lady, even pastor cannot interfere. Or somewhere. So this lady now, who is Cecilia, one day she's on Facebook. She now hears a preacher saying, it's not a problem. If a child of God has anything to do with the children of a born woman, is it a born woman they call her what? You know? And you see her, okay, it's me, yes. She only has what? 80 years. So she would take 2 hours to support her notion. You get what I'm trying to say? Just how how frustrating it can be if you try to live for God. You know, you're trying to live for God and it's not working out. You're trying to live for God because you want to get to heaven. You know, listen carefully. I have my boy and everything. This is so frustrating. Where is everything? You know, one of these people understand this concept. This thing is like, you don't know the time or the hour which the Son of Man needs, but that I did not use it for 2 Tuesdays. Does not mean I will not use it for the 3rd Tuesday. Are we together? I'm almost going to miss whatever I wanted to say, but help me. Where was I? Huh? You never used to remember where I am. Watch it. Who knows where I am? Huh? What? Come confidently. Thank you. Bless you. If I want to know where I am, I don't go to where there's love. She used to know where I was. Until now that she is in love. I don't go to choir. I look at people that have left choir or... I just think that the answer will come from these 2 places. I know where it comes from. Some might see a problem, so they are not interested. Some Peter said, is thinking of marriage. It's marriage next month. But where will the money for rice come from? Where? This money for rice. Where? Where will it come from? It's come. People have married, they will tell you, we think it will not hold, but it finishes. Wow. Did it finish? Wow. I need to finish. It will finish. Alright, so Cecilia already has what? ETF. So it is for the set of people, for instance, that try to live for God and they're frustrated. You know, you want to live okay, holiness, and they're frustrated because they have wrong vision about Christianity. The vision of Christianity is not heaven at last. It's false. If heaven at last is your vision, is too small. And so since your vision is too small, you will not even achieve the vision. You know, let me put it like this. The vision is too small. The effort is too much for the small vision. And so it becomes so frustrating. Please follow me. Are we together? So I told a young man, I said, maybe failing Christianity because this is the vision. Heaven at last. They want to make everything that you know that is to make heaven is to the end that they make heaven one day. It's so poor. It's so poor. You don't want it to be commission. Because God didn't come for you to make heaven one day. This is why God came to the earth. He didn't come for you to make what? Heaven one day. How can you tell me that God in his glory, wisdom, power, mightiness, sees in the heaven and says, I see in your heart like you believe. Do you believe God sees in you? Do you believe your body is like a temple of the Holy Ghost? And all he wants from this one day came, come to meet him beyond the clouds. Not true. That doesn't even make sense at all. That's what God's dream for man. Are we together? And that, when we saw in the first man, what we saw in the first man was not this. And he created man, he said, like, not say, Adam, man, come meet me where I am. He created Adam and he created Adam in Eden and he told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, so he sent Eden to the first part of it. Alright? Eden is the vision of earth. Alright? Vision of the earth. The root word Eden simply means heaven on earth. In summary, heaven on earth. Okay, so more like, you know, are we together? More like God is giving Adam via Eden the vision of how he wants the entire earth to be like. Right? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So he gave Adam everything on the earth of how he wants the earth to be. And of course, that's heaven, right? For instance, is in Adam to this. Follow me carefully. I want Adam to extend this Eden with his heaven on earth to the utmost part of the earth. Now, when he came back and wanted to bring back what was lost, he said, pray this prayer, a father who had. It's not like your God, it's your father. Alright? Bring now, bring us back into intimacy. Say, don't call God just by God. It's your what? Father. He's teaching us how to pray. The word in prayer, prosuchi, means to become one with the Father's desire for us. So the Father's desire is not where he's just got to us from a far distance, like every other God on earth, but he's our Father. Are you guys getting what I'm saying? So God's our Father. Say, God's my Father. Our Father who art in heaven, at the status quo time, God was in heaven because Jesus was not dead, and we are what? Resurrected. But right now he's resurrected. Paul said, don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost? So now he's waiting in you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That he prayed and said, thy kingdom. He didn't pray that we get into heaven. He prayed that heaven come to that. So learn this. Pray that heaven should come because that's God's desire. You know, you don't command it to happen. You pray to and command God's will to happen. The Bible says we pray according to his will, then he would. Yes. So if you don't know his will, you cannot pray effectively. So for Jesus to tell us to pray that the kingdom comes, it means that's the Father's will. God wants the kingdom to come. Not that we finally escape into his kingdom. That's where it's called heaven. I will get up trying to explain. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because according to the Bible, it says heaven in the book of Chronicles, it says heaven is a throne the earth extends as its footstool. It simply means God is seated in the heavens on the earth. Ooh, I love what I just said. Give me a chair. I've done this several times. I think I should just do it with this chair. Amen? Because it's even longer. Heaven is a throne. The root word simply means a chair. God sits like a throne in Hebrew. Heaven is where God sits. Alright, so this is God's seat. He said the earth is his footstool. Where's the footstool? Where my legs are, right? So if I keep this in here, it's landing right on the floor. I even began trying to explain to you. But heaven is this. Where this lands, footstool. So heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. So where is heaven supposed to be? God created heaven to walk on the earth. He didn't just create heaven to be there. Heaven is the blueprint of the earth. I even began trying to say. So as it is heaven, so shall it be. That's what God wants. He taught us to pray that. Heaven is upon the face of earth. I pray that my kingdom come when my will is what? As it is in heaven. The content of heaven is God's word. His will is his word. Right? His will. Are you confused? No, you should not. His will is what? Word. Not complicated, isn't it? Alright? And how did I know that in the book of Psalms before that word is forever settled as the heaven? I'm reading the Amplify. The Amplify say as the heaven, meaning the content of heaven is God's word. And God is will. So Jesus taught us to pray. He said, pray that my kingdom come when my will is done, as it is done. So what's the proof that his kingdom has come? When his will is working 100% on earth, like it's working 100% in heaven. What's the difference between heaven and earth? In heaven, God's will is working 100% on earth, it's not. I mean, I'm trying to say, how would that be like heaven? When his will is working 100% on earth, it's equivalent to heaven. Is anybody confused? So why did I say this is a small vision? This first one, because of what I just explained now. Because it's small compared to what I just said. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So why did you come to the earth? Why did you come? Why are you on the earth? Let's take this to be heaven. Alright. Let's take this to be heaven. And the earth. Heaven. And let's take it to be the earth. Are you here? How would this find expression to this place? Glory to God. Now, years ago, God created man, Adam. And he wanted Adam, man, to come, the interface through which heaven will find expression on the earth. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you here? So all the database of the earth is here in heaven. Alright? So in creating his image and likeness, and not to the man to rule the earth. Rule the earth with this database, the information here, okay, gets to his brain. When he's connected in his brain, he rules the earth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And so the Bible said, whatever name Adam called the animals for their name. Now do you understand? Because Adam was plucked into heaven, he had all the information. And when he said it, God said, that's their names. And as long as Adam gave the names, God will rule those animals through Adam. Are you people trying to say? But Adam is not supposed to rule the earth with his, with whatever he wants the earth to be like. The database that's supposed to rule the earth is heaven's database, which is God's word. Alright? But now, many years ago, something happened. Satan interfered. You listen to me. So when Satan interfered, there was something, there was a mix-up, some sort of. Alright? So, as long as this is where man is supposed to be, he's supposed to be like a conduit through which heaven can find expression on the earth. But when Satan interfered, Satan kind of now came and caused a limitation. Because man lost that authority. People get what I'm trying to explain? Via ignorance. When he lost it, there were no activities for the second heavens. That is why, in summary, follow me carefully, in those days, when you pray, there are demons that will block your prayers from the second heavens. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? For instance, when Daniel was praying, there were certain demons blocking his prayer. Do you remember? Praise the Pasha and Esther. Alright. So what did God now do when Jesus came? So Jesus came and Jesus saw there was a limitation because man lost his authority to Satan's, you know, via ignorance to Satan's, you know, to Satan. So what Jesus did was that he gave man authority in that man is now seated at this rest together with Christ. Where Christ is. Jesus. Are you getting me? So when he's seated here, second heaven is here, demons are here. He said, I've given you a name that far exceeds every other name. The Bible said we are seated in a place far above what? Principalities and powers. They were above us in the second heavens. We now came to this room, we're in charge. We rule over the ideas, we rule over them, they can't interfere with us anymore. And that's why in the book of Revelation, the Bible said, when the seventh trumpet was blown, the Bible said, they all declared, you know, not the seventh trumpet, when, that's another way to say it, even, but the Bible said, when the scroll was opened, the seventh scroll, right? The seventh scroll was opened, which represented Jesus, the finished work of Jesus and everything. He said something beautiful. He said, the prayers of the saint can arise like a sweet smelling sour to the Lord. That there is no limitation because these demons are gone. Are you able to explain? And that's why Paul went for that. It is a confidence we have in him that when we what? He what? There's a limitation before, all right? Are you confused? No, you cannot confuse if you follow carefully. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, right now, what has happened that is so beautiful? You see, that's just one side of it. Wherever man is, right? I will not draw man like man should be. This is the teachers that draw human is, but I will not draw man like a pipe now. And I will say this pipe is equivalent to the man in Christ. The man that knows his place in Christ. And listen carefully, people of God. What will make you to metamorphose like a pipe so that heaven can find flow on the earth? Follow me carefully. 1 Corinthians 6 9. See why I wrote something about the flesh yesterday. Well, we're going to the law of the spirit. You see everything here. Alright? The thing about, there's a quote about the flesh I did yesterday. Can you remember? Now, do you not know that the unrighteous will not what? Inherit the kingdom. Inherit. Meaning, right now on the earth, we bring the kingdom down. We inherit it, bring it from heaven to us to find expression on the earth. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Do you know that if neither what? Forget us. Neither what? No what? You can go and name all the sins. This is more like to give an idea of all, you know, the fact that any form of sin cannot keep man, you know, cannot position man to be standing properly as a conduit to which heaven can find expression on that. Are you people getting on track this place? Do you know what I'm trying to say? So you see, any kind of thing now will limit us. Now, there's a popular school of thought that says, whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. From whatever we are sharing now, that is a limitation to God's kingdom dream. Because he said, fornicators, he said, idolaters, he said, adulterers, he said, homosexuals cannot what? Inherit the kingdom of God. So if we say, okay, no, whatever you do, it does not matter because finally you will make heaven. Remember, making heaven is a smaller vision. It was never a vision. How do people get on this? What did I tell you that making heaven is? It's not a vision. It is too small compared to what God calls a vision for you. So if you are thinking it's all about making heaven, then these other things I've just said can fly. As long as they're in America and they not find anybody's trouble and they are not bringing them back to Nigeria, let the world keep moving forward. They don't care. Don't talk, don't revoke your visa. They are barely have become their God. A time will come, you will become a victim of what you are. Because if you see that phone, you see it. Say, if I look at the ladies, but I can't pray again. I can't pray. Lord have mercy. What if God hit you and you die? And that's not God's wisdom. That's total foolishness. Really, not that you say, when you say, oh, Jesus Christ, she's so hot. That's not victory. What is victory? So we say, Pastor, tell us what victory is. Victory is not looking at it and say, wow. I'm a pandemic in Christ. That's what he says. The pastor saying, you should not be hiding. Look at it. Not what happened. That's not what I'm saying, people of God. Say, Pastor, I thought it was victory, man. Turn your back. Now, what is victory? Somehow, you had a good glance of it. You were passing, you saw it. And you still felt good and you were walking. You're okay. Nothing's wrong with you. I'm not saying you did like this. I said, Lord of Jesus, I rebuke you. That's not victory. And you see, all of this thing is a function of your mind. I think people get what I'm trying to say. It's a function of your mind. That's victory. You saw it and no problem. You could, because what you've seen before you saw this is too big. You saw the glory of God. And it's not, it doesn't matter what you are seeing right now, because you are seeing the glory of God. Jesus is the bread that when you eat, you are satisfied. He has satisfied you. And that's why we may not satisfy your wife. It's okay for you because you've been satisfied before you had a wife. That's why some men who have money, they think following women give them satisfaction. They are still following. They are over 80. They are still arranging women for them. I mean, to shock you, some grandmothers right now who are talking in a hotel. And ladies are going to their houses because they are looking for satisfaction. Money does not give satisfaction. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Some will drink, they'll sleep on next day, they'll go and drink. They'll be satisfied the first day. They'll go the next day, drink again. What is satisfying them is killing them still. Is that satisfaction then? Some smoke to sleep on. They smoke. And they thought no satisfaction in smoking. Yet, no satisfaction. Think about a lot of things people do for satisfaction. Yet, they've not found satisfaction. The only means for satisfaction is knowing Jesus Christ. And so, but I know Jesus, I've not found satisfaction. You assume the knowledge of Jesus you knew, you thought you knew. You don't know Jesus. If you know Jesus, you find true satisfaction. You don't know Jesus because you have a Bible. You don't know Jesus because you attend the four corners of a building every day. You know Jesus because you encountered the Holy Spirit and truly knew Him. Whew. Are you all listening to me tonight? Are you understanding me tonight? Back to what we're saying. Satan will raise a lot of wrong ideologies to thwart the plan of God. And like the vision I had many years ago, I saw a young preacher like myself. The Lord showed me. He was teaching on righteousness. He was teaching on righteousness. He now found himself like Paul. Doing the things, you know, Paul saying his story here. Doing the things he was talking against. At the point, he said, I'm going to be real. Sounded like an inspirational, this motivational guy. He said, I'm going to be real, man. I accept my weaknesses. You know, it will now cause you to misunderstand scripture. Like 2 Corinthians 12, where Paul said, glory in my weakness. Remember that scripture? Church, are you here tonight? Remember there's a passage where Paul said, now I glory in my weakness. If you are in a situation and see that power of scripture, the situation will help you access the scripture. So, you know, let's glory in our weakness. I mean this, I accept it. That's who I am. Accept who you are. The Bible says, glory in your weakness. Paul said, when I was weak, I found that God speaking to me said, you are strong in your weakness. So because of that, I will not shy away from the weakness. Lord, I accept my weakness. So your strength will find full expression. If you claim you are strong, you encountered God, you are a liar. The Bible says, and the truth is not in you. Nobody was righteous before you encountered the truth. It's Jesus that causes you to be righteous. That's what the passage means. But Satan can make you to see it wrongly because of your weakness. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? But Paul speaking to us in Romans 7, he said, I was not a victim of the same situation. He said, people, God speaking to the Pharisees and so on there. Briefly, look at verse 1. I want everybody to read verse 1 of Romans 7. Verse 1. Want to read? Or do you not know? Brethren, for I speak to them who know the Lord. Stop. The word know there is the word ginosko in Greek. Ginosko is knowledge which is a product of experience. In other words, you experience something that gave birth to that knowledge. Are we together? For instance, if you have been so used to kind of like I know, come, and you hear that, now, we're not going to practice it, and you hear that, give me a microphone very fast, you heard that somebody is driving a car, and steering is shaking, before he answers, come, I think she's trying to tell me she don't know car, just come. I know what I'm doing. Before he answers, tell us, what is the problem of that car? Are the technical guys? All right. If the steering of the car is shaking while you are driving, what's the problem of that car?
I don't know, sir.
She doesn't know. Because she doesn't have a car. And even though her father has a car, she is not permitting her to drive the car, probably. All right. Give him the mic. If you are driving and your steering is shaking, what does it mean?
It means the break digs apart.
Do you know what that means? So this knowledge is from what? Experience. They didn't bond him with the knowledge. He went around those guys. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because Pastor told me he had worked around car repair before. And that's why now he has what? The experience. Okay, the man is enjoying his normal pointing. He was looking at me and the camera was not looking at me. It's true, your concentration matters more. Now, do you get what I'm trying to say? Paul tried to live by the law before. Alright? And anybody who knows, who understands what Pastor said? Break digs, blah blah blah. Anybody? Can you wave your hand up if you understand? Please wave it up. Let me see you. Can you stand up? Stand up. Come forward. Just come very fast. I'm not gonna ask you any question, I promise. Man of God, you raise your hand. Now you are not coming forward. Come. Just come. There's no question. Alright, so Goliath. How shaped small. Alright. Come close to me. Alright. Amen. I don't know why you guys are laughing. It's a blessed man. Amen. Glory to God. All right now. So, why do you know this? How did you know this? You know how to drive. You're around cars. Okay. You have car. Okay. Glory to God. I declare cars in this place. Car. My God, we're so many that don't know. We are so many that don't know. It's heartbreaking. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. 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 All right. So, as he's saying it, you people caught it. You understood it. I'm sure you may even say, maybe it's another thing instead of the dicks. Do you have any suggestion like that? It could be what? God, glory to God. It could be what again? My God. These guys are not with us.
There could be a problem with the alignment.
The alignment. You agree with that too? Yes. All right. You see how all of them just understand everything. What? Do you have another point?
Same alignment
issue. Do you people understand this? Why not? Are we together? Now, see how they understood themselves. Now, Paul was a Pharisee, so far to see. So, he knew that his brothers, the Pharisees, they were trying to live by the law. The law has a system. But you see, the law has a system, did not produce righteousness in them. He knew that. Now, remember, he said, I speak to them that know the law. And this, their knowledge comes from what? Experience. They try to use the law to live righteousness, and they couldn't. Now let's keep on reading. Go to verse 14 now. We don't forget all the stories, because this simple scenario has explained verse 2 down to verse 10 to verse 13. I'm telling you the truth. Go and read it. You understand it. Now to verse 14, he says, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am what? Carnal." But sold, are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said, but I, Paul, at that time was sold under the nature of sin and death. This is not Paul of the time he was blazing in the Holy Ghost. He was telling them a story.
Yes,
are you getting what I'm trying to say? Verse 15, then he then says, he says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, I do. He said, while I was trying to live by the law before, the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. He goes for that. Give me that part that says, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this? Hit that part for me. Verse 1. He said, oh wretched man. At this point, Paul did not say he was a glorious man. He didn't say he was a new man in Christ. He said he was a wretched man. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who will what? Deliver me from this body of death. Tell somebody there's such a thing as the body of death. Kara shaba kura dia. Go to verse 16 where we read something, you know, I think it's verse 17. He said, if there is sin in me, it is not me that sin, but the sin that lives in me. He was living with a body of death, and the body of death was told it to obey the rules and regulation of a spirit man. The Lord give you understanding. Did you catch what I just said? They told you to eat rats, but you are a Fulani man from birth. How? Your nature supports drinking, not eating rats. But they are telling you to eat rats. That's what Paul is trying to explain here. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He said, I am sold under the nature of sin and death. But the laws are the ways of a spirit man. He now says at the end, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this? Oh, there's deliverance. There's deliverance, brothers and sisters in Christ. I think I'm done with you guys. Thank you. Bless you. Now, Romans 8 and 1. Continuation of Romans 7, the last part, 24. Let's read Romans 8 and 1. It's a continuation. Paul was writing the same thing. We're just putting chapters and verses for reference sake. One, two, read. There is therefore, somebody shout now. I don't like your vibes. I don't like it. Huh? Let's shout it one more time. Read. There is therefore no condemnation to those. Emphasis on now. Paul is like, now something is different. Firstly, I speak to them who know the law. I'm done with your story. I was a wretched man down there, but there is therefore now no condemnation to them. What? Who are those people? Anybody in Christ, a man walking in the spirit, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Any man in Christ is designed to walk according to the spirit. Is a spirit being. Are you listening to me? Now, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Who are these people? These people are the ones that do not walk according to the flesh. These people are the people that walk according to the spirit. I'm trying to explain to you. Verse 2, 1 to read. It says, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the laws. Now, we are supposed to walk in the spirit, and there are certain laws we got to know to walk in the spirit. I didn't get what I'm trying to say. There are certain laws we ought to know that helps us to walk in the spirit. And that's why Paul said in Ephesians 4:22, very fast before we come back here, he says something so beautiful. Ephesians 4:22. In the old KJV, I want everybody to read. It says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Don't talk anything connected to the old man. He said, because it is corrupt according to deceitful laws. Throw away that conversation. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Oh, I feel sick. That's the old man. Are you sure we can all live above sin? That's the old man. I can never get out of this habit. That's the old man. Will I ever get out of this habit? That's the old man. You've gotten out a long time ago. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know why people don't get out of it, even if they have revelation? The Lord told me years ago, he said, if there is no desire, my power will not find expression. There ought to be a desire to want to leave what is killing you. Because listen, there are a lot of people that will never be liberated until you come to terms with the reality of who you are in Christ Jesus. There are millions of people waiting for your fire to rise at the manifestation of sonship. Billions of people will come to the Lord the day you accept what Jesus has fully paid the price for on Calvary. The Bible said the earnest expectation of creation awaits your manifestation. Your manifestation will bring millions to the kingdom. Are you listening to me? When your full potential starts finding expression, there are many people who will love Jesus because of that. You must have a desire to want to leave that dirtiness. That's why you encounter God's power. It's a true desire. Firstly, is what? True desire. A man having separate himself. It is desire first. A man having separate himself to what? Seek an intermediate with wisdom. Desire is beautiful. As long as it brings you to the place of seeking. Not assuming you know. You seek. You seek. And if you seek, you shall what? Find. It is true desire. Lord, I don't love this habit. Now, everything Jesus has done is there, is waiting for your beckoning. It is desire that will call it forth to you. Yes, are you listening to me? Yes, the woman with the issue of blood, it was her desire that said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. She didn't know there was power at the hem of his garment. When she touched it, there was truly power there. It flowed. Are you listening to me? So the revelation may be plenty, but if there's no desire to leave that habit, and you know one thing with Satan, he'll give you a lot of reasons why you have to be in the habit. And he'll console you with those reasons. But if there's a desire to want to leave, you leave. And I tell you, when you leave, the kind of fire you will become on the earth. He said, seeing that in the book of Hebrews 12, he said, seeing that you are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witness. He didn't say that stop seeing to come into the glory. He brought you into the glory and told you stop seeing a cloud of witnesses. He said, lay aside. My goodness. Mean it is very easy. Tell somebody, lay aside. We don't live sin by struggle in the New Testament. We lay it aside. He said, lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets. Lay aside. How do I know we're in the glory according to Hebrews 12? In Hebrews 11, somewhere at a part of it, I think same Hebrews 12, if you travel down around 20, he said in the Old Testament, Moses will come down and his countenance is full with the glory in terms of physical glory, light, and the people couldn't see his face. It's in our liking that glory. He called that glory for a glory which is fading away. They could not even look at the face. He said, for a glory that is what? Fading away. He said, but for you it is different. He said, you are not trying to avoid the mountain Moses climbed because you will die and etc. He said, you have come to Mount Zion. He said, let's start from there. But you have. That's why there's but there. Because it's a different ball game for us. He said, but you have what? Come to Mount Zion. Which is what? The city of the Lord. Which is an innumerable what? Company of angels. Did you see that? Then he goes further to say something beautiful. Now, we're describing one thing here. The glory. Where the believer is now is called Mount Zion. You have come. Alright? In Christ, you have arrived. You are not going. You have come to Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion? Another adjective. The city of the Lord. What is another description for Mount Zion? In an innumerable company of angels. What's another description? Go to the next part of scripture. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. Alright? Meaning everybody there is like Christ. What is another way? To the judge of all. Meaning you have met the judge of all. There's no case for you anymore. He said, then you have come to the spirit of judgment made perfect. Now that's what we describe in verse 1 of Hebrews 12. It's a saying that you are surrounded by the spirit of judgment made perfect. We just took one adjective there. One description out of the many. Instead of saying, seeing that you have come to your place as a believer, he now chose one adjective to describe that place. He says, seeing that you have come into, you are surrounded by the cloud. It's not a cloud in heaven. A cloud is a way we describe something, a cloud of people. There are so many we cannot describe them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now, seeing that you have come into the cloud of witnesses, a lot of believers who are nowhere, who are in the glory today, who are in heaven today, not on the earth anymore. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, you have come into their cloud. There are so many. That's why sometimes we can encounter certain people. Alright? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Who are gone to be with the Lord. Like I've spoken with Prophet Kubus several times. He has taught me the word of God in my visions. Now this is spiritual reality. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And even Jesus showed us that. On the Mount of Transfiguration, he was with the cloud of witnesses. Because you see, for us, they did not die, they slept. Alright? Now, Paul said concerning those that are sleeping, I want to talk about them. Concerning the context is, let's talk about those who are asleep. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Alright, so we have come into that. Now, this is a spiritual reality. You people get what I'm trying to explain to you? You can meet Kenneth Hagin. Yeah, you can meet Kenneth Hagin. You can miss Miss Hugo's word. And the problem is when you start going to meet people, do you understand what I'm trying to say? And you are now, the Lord give you understanding. But you can meet. Now, seeing that we are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses, then he says something beautiful. He says, let us lay aside every weight. Because we're in the glory. Don't bother. Lay aside every weight. And the sin that easily be. Satan thought there's this thing he will use. Say, Satan, I don't believe those lies that I have a weakness. Oh, remove the conversation of the old man away. The new man has no weakness. If anybody be in Christ, is a new creation. Brand new. All things are God. And all, not some. All of these new things are of God. There is nothing of the devil and the former man on you. Now go close those motivational books. You are not getting better. You have entered into the best realm yet. You know, I was talking with this young man and he said, you know, we are going, I said, we're quoting the scripture together, and he wanted to spoil everything we're teaching by saying, the Bible said, ideologies can spoil doctrine. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He said, don't be subjected by tradition of men, ideas of men that will spoil it. You get what I'm trying to say? There's sometimes Satan wants to get everything you have learned spoiled. He sent a stupid idea in your head. So while we're talking, we're about to quote 2 Corinthians 3:18 together. I said, for instance, the Bible says, we behold Christ in the mirror, we have been transformed into the glory, into the God's image, from the glory of the old. I heard him saying, glory to glory. I said, stop, brother. Glory to glory. Thank God the Bible did not add one more glory. Of course it wouldn't have added, because the Holy Spirit is perfect. Now, 2 Corinthians 3:9, if the ministry of condemnation was glorious, the ministry of the righteous excels in glory. True glory. We can't be talking about true glory and a tale of that power of scripture begin to speak about three glory. When you become born again, you are not from the glory of the old, you are pulled into the glory of the new. You have entered into everything you can ever have in Christ. All that remained is the unraveling. The revelation of it. Your only limitation is what you don't know. There is no mountain anywhere. Are you listening to me? As you get to understand, you are seeing more of the beauty, you know, the beauty, the glorious beauty on your inside. The Bible speaking, it says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be like. The word appear there is phanero in Greek. It means to unravel something. So now we are sons of God. We are perfect. But the only limitation for some, according to the writer there, he said it has not been revealed to some what they shall be like. The blueprint has not come to them. They've not had revelation. But you have revelation. You have revelation. You have revelation. Say, so I have revelation. And that's why in the finality of everything, the Bible said, it said some of us will already be like him. So when we see him on that day, we shall be like him. When we see him on that day, that's not what the Bible said. 1 John 4:17, it said we have no fear until the day of his coming. Because we did not patch any part of us. No part of us is patched. You know what I mean by that? We are complete in Christ, not lacking anything. New wine, skin, new wine. The Lord broke my heart, helped me to see a beautiful revelation one time. Is that the reason why Jesus had to take soured wine, grape, is because he wanted to show us how that everything in the old order has been destroyed. Now he said you cannot put new wine in what? Old wineskin. It's prophetic. The old wine destroyed, the old wineskin destroyed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And now he has given us a new body, new wineskin. He said the new wineskin will help to bring about the new wine. He said, I will not put new wine in what? Old wineskin. So he's giving us new wineskin. And that's why I said sin, any form of sin is altering with this new wineskin. And it cannot make for the new wine to bring about the kingdom. The kingdom is a new wine. And anything that alters, you know, our human nature from the devil, from darkness, is getting us back. Or associated with the old wineskin. He said if there's a little connection between the new wineskin and the old wine, old wineskin material, he said it will cause a tear. Yes, sir. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It will cause a tear. So I'm new. And I never allow the devil to make me feel like I'm old. I'm so perfect, brother. So perfect. And that's why I'll never cheat on my wife. Now, this is the reason why I'll never cheat on my wife. This is the reason why I'll not take bribes. It's not because my wife is so beautiful or she's so respectful. There are a lot of respectful wives who husbands are cheating on. There are some women, their husband, they did not do anything wrong. Nothing. The only bad thing they did was to marry those men. They are perfect. They go to church. They read their Bibles. They give their time. But the men don't know their place in Christ. The man will not be a good man because you kneel down to give him food. The Bible says, by the knowledge of his great and precious promises, we have escaped the escaped the corruption that is in the world and are now partakers of God's divine nature. I'm a partaker. These are the laws of the spirit that you need to be aware of. It is this laws that has made us free from the law of sin and death. If you don't understand this laws or reality, how can you be free from sin and death? Laws. You've got to understand these laws. If you misunderstand the law, I was talking to that young man in Abia. I said, see, there is no way, even in human wisdom, you can't come and say, sir, I miss section 15 of part this and part that. Just missing one line of the law can get you in trouble. It can get you arrested. And that's why God said this wisdom we ought to know must be epignosis, accurate and precise. If you miss one word, one line of the law, whoosh. And I'm not talking about Ten Commandments now. I'm talking about Satan trying to spoil this doctrine via human philosophy and useless tradition of men. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Don't allow anybody spoil the wisdom of God on your inside. Spoil you. It didn't always say spoil the wisdom of God because it's perfect. It says spoil you through philosophies of men and traditions of men. Remember what Paul told Timothy. He said, pay attention to your doctrines. He said, in doing so, you will preserve your life and the people that hear you. Meaning, if you are dwelling with wrong doctrine, if you believe in wrong doctrine, it will first destroy you as a preacher. It will not destroy the billions of people hearing you. That's why some of God, God told us to rise and shout what he has declared to us in the secret place. And I will never stop shouting. That doctrine that says that whatever you do in the flesh does not matter is from Satan. You can quote me anywhere. Even in hell. And he knows I'm saying the truth. It's not from the Holy Spirit. It is Satan that sat down in his realm. Are you listening to me? And began to inspire men. Send demons to inspire men at the point of their vulnerability. Thank God I saw it in a vision. As the preacher was speaking and he found that he was frustrated, he said, let me receive reality the way it is. Nobody can be perfect. I saw it in a vision. And the Lord said, this is where a man gets to in the secret place that makes him to come out and start declaring things like this. And you hear a pastor say, even me, your pastor, I can never be perfect. He's speaking from a well of experiences. We're not condemning him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He has tried, like Paul said, oh wretched man that I am, who would deliver me? But glory to God. He said, there is now no condemnation. He said, I count every wisdom I have learned with the Pharisees as junk for the excellency of the wisdom of Christ. Doesn't make sense to somebody who went to school. Say, I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. They say, what of your old, what of your this? I'm a new creation, brother. I'm a new creation. All things are gone. How the hell did you become new? Remember, this physicality of yours is not what determines you to be new or old. It's your mentality. And your mentality is a function of the wisdom, the knowledge on your inside. Now I want to go as a man thinking in his, so is he. You are not new because you grow new beers. No! You are new because your thought, your school of thought has just changed. Who is in Christ? The one who just understood Christ. And if anybody be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are gone. They are gone. This is me now. I mean, you can change that Windows 11 to Windows 10 and you now say my PC is running Windows 10. You will not say with a little bit of Windows 11. You have completely flushed the software. You can say boldly my operating system is Windows 10. Now we have removed the old way of life. Paul said, do away with the old conversation of the former man. Because a new spirit has entered you. Now that was a prophecy in the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. He said, I'll raise a new people. I'll remove the heart of stone and give them the heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit in them. He said, no one will teach them what is wrong from right because my status will be written on their heart. Meaning we are the kind of people God prophesied about. We will do his will. His will is in our heart by his spirit. Are you listening to me? You got to understand this. These are the laws of the spirit. In verse 3, it says what the law couldn't do in that it was weak because of the flesh. It said Jesus did it. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh on the account of sin. On the account of sin, he condemned sin, even sin in the flesh. He was 10 and 5. He said, a body thou art prepared for me. He said, because from verse 4, you have no delight in human sacrifices of lambs and rams. And that is why God gave him a body. What was the body? Verse 2 of Romans 8 says, he came in the likeness of sinful flesh. He took our weakness, took it to the cross, destroyed it on the cross. He said, give me that old wine that is associated with this old life. When he drank it, he said, it's done. It's perished. It is finished. Let's tie. Satan, we are done with this deal. Glory to God. And that's what the Bible says. We died with Christ. We buried with Christ. We resurrected with Christ. We resurrected with Christ. And it goes further to say in verse 7. He said, a dead man does not sin. He's incapable of sin. And the TPT says, obviously, a dead man cannot sin. We died. That body of sin is dead. Remember body of sin? Romans 7:24. You remember it? Oh, wretched man that I am. Who can save me from this body of sin? You don't want to do it. The body controls you. You don't want to do it. The body controls you. In our generation, they made it sound nice and funny. They call it congee. It's the body of sin. Are you listening to me tonight? It's the body of sin. The Bible says it has been destroyed. You know some funny people, they've changed it. Continue to be your mate. Oh, it's beneath our feet. We have total control over our body. Absolute control. Absolute dominion over our body. That body of sin has been destroyed. It has been destroyed. That's what Paul said. That's what God said to us in scripture. Go back there. For the law of the spirit of life. That's why we're talking about the loss. We're talking about the loss. You died with Christ. What happened when you died? That's what we're talking about. These are the laws. When you died, Satan was destroyed. The body of sin was destroyed. That's a law. Believe it. These are the things we live by. These are our sunesis. These are the things we live by every day. That's why Joshua stood for me. He said, let the book of the law not depart from your heart and your mind. He said, meditate upon it day and night. It will cause your paths to be prosperous. Then you will have what? Good success. This is not monetary success yet. The success of spirituality. Why will you not sin? You are thinking this. You are thinking this loss. These are your understanding. Else you'll be frustrated. The Bible said the law of the spirit of Christ. It is God that saved us. But see how he brought it to our level. He said the way you can relate with it is not that I sit in heaven and you say, God, come and save me. He said, no. There are things I have done. He said, if you live by those laws. He said, for the law of the spirit of... Now, he said, there is no condemnation to the one in Christ. He now subjected it to us. He said, it's based on you. You must bank with this wisdom. The law of the spirit of life has made me free. Who made us free? Jesus. How did he say we should relate to be free? He said, there are laws. Their revelations now. Subject yourself to this revelation. Know them. Subject yourself to them. That's how you'll be free. Even though Jesus has done it, if you don't understand these laws, you will not be free. No wonder the book of Isaiah says in Isaiah 53 from verse 1. He said, who has believed our report? Verse 16 of Romans 10 says the same thing. Paul was quoting Isaiah. Now we'll get to the report. But let's see what Paul said in Romans 10 from verse 16. This is how faith comes. He says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Then it says something in verse 17. Go to verse 17. It says, so then faith comes by hearing. Now, he's like, who has believed our report? Just like Isaiah said, it's a certain kind of report. It's not every kind of report. Let's see what Isaiah said in Isaiah 53 from verse 1. What bets faith? What bets faith? You're going to see it now. Who has believed our report? And whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Meaning, our report is equivalent to the arm of the Lord. As you are believing the report, you are experiencing the arm of the Lord, the power. He said, who has believed our report? To that person that believed, the power of God is revealed. Next part of scripture, verse 2. We want to read the report. He said, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire. These are the reports. We are talking about the things that happened when Jesus died. The things that happened when Jesus was buried and when he was resurrected. That's what we're talking about. Next part of scripture, it then says, He is despised and rejected by men. As you are hearing it, know that you cannot be despised. Know that you cannot be rejected. It is what Jesus has done as a report that gives faith. He said, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Next part of scripture, this is not for you to cry. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten by God, afflicted. Next part of scripture. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, the chastisement of our peace. The word peace there, shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace on every side. Isaiah said, when you believe this report, you will experience the power of God. Because the gospel is the power of God to them that believe. My goodness. I mean, I just believe. It is believing that unleashes the power. I believe. I'm not weak. I refuse to speak after the order of the old man. I'm not weak. Love suggestions here and there suggesting you are weak. I'm not weak. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And if I'm strong in the Lord, I'm not weak in any aspect of my life, because I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm strong in the Lord. You keep on saying it, speak it beyond the reasoning in your head. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm above worldly, never beneath. In the name of Jesus. Now, wherever God plans, Satan likes to plan. He will bring great crisis in your life. He will bring you into great crisis so that you begin to doubt what you are hearing. But no matter the trial, no matter the temptation, the word of God is true. Remember, because of the word, Satan knows what will happen if a people rise one day believing this thing. If this thing begins to work, Satan knows what is happening on the earth. He knows his time is very short, because Jesus is coming for a glorious church, a church that understands these things. He's not coming for a weak church. And what will make us glorious? These things we are hearing. Because faith cometh by hearing the word. Are you listening to me? Pastor, I've tried. Pastor, I haven't believed and I tried. No. You did not fall short. You were not stricken with so much trials and temptation, because what you heard is not true. It was because it was true. Matthew 13, because of the word in them, the devil came with so much trouble. I can tell you by mercies of God, by humility, I face so much. You can decide to believe it because of what I know. And I know it's because God wants us to say something to this generation that should stand and bring Satan to a halt. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And I know many people will not understand. But in all humility, I've gone through a lot because of my belief. I've seen the devil in different ways because of my belief. So that I change the way I talk. But I will not change the way I talk. I will not change the way I talk. I will maintain the good confession of faith. I know this message is for this generation. And it's going to liberate anybody in weakness. I mean, it's about time for you to get serious. You don't want to wake up one day. I'll tell you that. It's targeting you. You don't want to wake up one day and you've been so much in church and find yourself in hell. In hell one day. I want you to hear me well. In hell one day. That we have people in church here doing hookup. Hearing these kind of things here doing hookup. I speak by the spirit. There is this. There is this. You joke with church activities. You hear such powerful words. You can go back home and still do anything in your mind. I mean, you don't want to wake up, wasted your money, wasted your time, your transport, wasted your partnership, and find yourself in hell. Because hell, yes, you go to hell. Now, I'm not scaring you with this thing I'm saying right now. I'm not scaring you. Because much more Jesus has done for you not to go to hell. Much more. The world was never making heaven. It was to bring heaven and infiltrate the whole earth with the influence of heaven. Past that mindset of trying to make heaven. The confidence we have is that we are comforted in his love. Perfect love casts out fear. We are not scared until the day of his coming, because we are not like another person. We are as he is on the earth. Meaning we have all of his potentials. Do you get what I'm trying to say? We have. He said something so well that should give you an idea. He said, as the Father sent me, send I you. God did not send you and reduce the arsenal he kept around Jesus. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That the same arsenal, the same things that sponsored the mission of Jesus is sponsoring your mission. It's sponsoring it. You should have a miniature microcosm of what Jesus meant for when he said, as the Father sends me, so send are you. You are powerful that you can never imagine. Satan is trying so hard. I tell you the truth, especially with people that God has given this message, he's trying his best. So that we come to a point, you may not understand this, but for some of you that will understand, blessed are you. You come to a point as a young pastor in ministry that you choose two paths: to be popular and influential, have the money, or stand with the truth. And it's very easy for the first part. I tell you the truth, it's very easy. Many want us to ball with them. Many! But the agreement is, this thing you are saying, I don't want it to be said like this. I said, no. We know who have believed. We know who we have believed. And we are persuaded. Now, you think I don't have what it takes to bring all this city here? People of God, no pride. I have the prophetic so well. I can manipulate people's mind. And I can get money. But my conscience cannot allow me. It cannot allow me. I know why I was sent. I know what is supposed to be done. Are you forgetting I'm trying to explain to you? I want to be remembered by my generation for the fact that I brought the kingdom to the earth. I mean, the kingdom of God to the earth from Benue State. You know, one of my friends met me recently. He said, Simon, are you not considering coming to Abuja for headquarters? Then you'll be. I said, no. The Holy Ghost says Makodi. He said, till now. I said, yes. I mean, if you want to go to Abuja, Gafili, Gadoki. But the Lord told me, Makodi. Because he has said in his word. And you'll be foolish if you don't have a clue from God's word when he gives you instruction. He said, I'll use the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. All the way from this town, the nation shall be gathered on the account of the gospel. Because we refuse to bow. Sit and try though. Go and look at the life of Jesus. He tried. He tried every means. To a point, Jesus prayed a prayer in his humanity. He said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup. He said, let this cup pass me by. You know, what will bring you to that height of being used in God is when you acknowledge like Jesus that there's a baptism I must receive. That what you are scared of, you must follow through that path. There's a baptism I must receive. There's something that must happen to me. Whether I like it or not, there are no two ways out. There's one way out. I will stay with God and I'll pray. I'll follow the path of righteousness for his name's sake. There is only one option. That path. It is very small. The hole is very small. He said, that's the path to follow. They say you will not compromise your faith. You will not steal money. You will not do this. Just touch the money small. Say, no, I'm not touching any part of the money. It's this part I'm following. But you can't do this. What will people say? No. If you don't do that, what will people say? If you don't drive the car, if you don't mind the man, what will people say? I don't care what people say. There's a baptism I must receive. This is the baptism. No problem. But a time will come. The kingdom of God is lacking like the mustard seed. Smallest of all the seed, but if you stay within the kingdom parameters, when it grows up and finds expression, it becomes the biggest tree. They thought you are late. Wait till you are finding manifestation. Wait till you are manifested. You are not late, you are right on time. You see, when you hit the earth again at your manifestation, get what I just said. I said when you hit, because you are just on the end, when you get unraveled, the earnest expectation of what? Await what? That's why I say when you hit the earth again at your manifestation, you will find out that although people have been going on chariots, the help of men, the one that comes under the influence of the Almighty can run faster. All of a sudden, time is compressed. Everything that 5-10 years was supposed to give you, you get it in a day. And that is not even what you are thinking about. There's a bigger matter in your front you are still burning for. I mean, look at what you have. Look at what you have, but there's something in your front. Paul said, we press for the mark of the high calling. There's something in your front you are still looking at. The nations to the Lord. The body is blazing with red fire every day of your life. You can't help it. You have everything it takes, but it's not for show off. All the cars. Why have you not still snapped any car on your status? You don't have a car, you don't have no point to prove. You still will not snap the car. You can get the car, but we decide not to put it on the status. There's somewhere we are going to. There's a baptism Jesus said I must receive. Even as a human being, Jesus felt that grief. He said, Lord, if it is possible. He saw the thing he had to go through. He said, if it is possible. But do you know why our own is far better? Because we are not the one dying. We are not the one being buried. We are not the one. But I tell you, virtually, the experience is in that similitude. You have to allow everything flesh to be unraveled from your life. To get out from your life. As you embrace his death, burial, and resurrection, you are embracing yourself off the world and into the kingdom and its principles. You are telling Satan bye-bye forever. You are not just telling him bye-bye forever. You have everything it takes to live for him in the now. To live for God in the now. Every ability and capability to take, you have it. That you don't come to that point in your life that what you eat controls your location. No, it is purpose that is controlling everything about your life. I say, my family say, because of this, I'm going to relocate. What has God said about your life? There's a baptism you must receive. What have God said? That we have come to a point in this time and age that the last thing people consider is the will of God. How do we get here? Yet they are gathered on Sundays and, oh Lord, help my heart. By the Spirit, you can discern that in a congregation of over 10,000, only two are saying, Lord, there's a baptism I'm ready to receive. Everybody just want the gold. Everybody just want the silver. Who are the ones saying, Lord, send me. I'm ready. I'm ready for this generation. Send me. Why are you seated in church? Why? God, give me that job. If you remove that your focus from that, God, give me that job, to God, I want to do your will, you'll be so shocked the kind of money you command tomorrow. Meanwhile, after seeing the money, the money will still not move you. That's not your focus. He said, if you seek first kingdom, every other good thing the righteous seek. It's not so that one day when you are seeking the kingdom and you get everything the righteous the Gentiles are seeking for, you now leave the kingdom. No. God is seeing you seek first the kingdom. As you are seeking first the kingdom, he said, do not deserve this money. He deserves this 10 billion. I know his heart. If he gets 10 billion, I know what will happen to darkness. He will make sure that this light travels to the nations of the earth. He has been weighing the hearts. You know, he has been saying from the little obedience. He said, you do not get this $10 billion, I know what will happen to this light. This light will travel to nations. It will travel to nations. And Donna's focus is still not thwarted. He's still thinking kingdom. That's why immediately the $10 billion comes, the first thing is kingdom. That's why every other good thing is coming. You know why every other thing is coming? The focus has not been thwarted. Kingdom. As long as it's kingdom, you deserve all the resources of the earth. All the resources of the earth, you deserve it. Kingdom, and it is not by you saying, Lord, give me kingdom. God, kingdom. God, kingdom is number one. It is action that speaks. It's a he that is faithful in little. It is action that speaks. You are number one, Father. And I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove it. You don't come by number one. You don't come into number one by wish. You firstly, desire is there, but everything to support this desire has been given to you in Christ Jesus. This is what we call the laws of the Spirit. It has made you free from the law of sin and death. Satan is scared of such a people because we have come to an age and a time that when they say grace, they mean that it is liberty to do anyhow. Oh, I weep for my generation. Now, people don't understand that when we talk about grace, we're talking about a realm where there is no possibility nor outer of sin. That God has forgiven your sin. It didn't stop there. present, past, future. He didn't stop there. He destroyed the nature that should support sin. He destroyed all that nature. And if you don't understand the vision, you misunderstand grace. The vision is so that you inherit the kingdom. That's why you are given flesh. Now listen to the function of flesh. The word was made flesh. It was able to dwell amongst men. And because of that, men were able to interface with the glory, with God Almighty in Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and truth. Meaning, if there was no flesh, what is virtual will not translate to become physical. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And men and nations will not touch it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That simply means if we misunderstand flesh, we will misuse flesh and kingdom will never find expression. That's why Jesus said, fornicators will not inherit. But there are some people saying fornicators will make heaven. That's not the goal. It's to bring heaven to the earth. It is kingdom. And that's why Jesus said, we need to remove that thing from the way. Fornicators will not inherit. Some people are shouting, don't mind them. They've not seen this truth yet. But Jesus said in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 6, he said, fornicators cannot inherit. He said, homosexuals cannot inherit. That's why Charlie Kirk was shouting. He said, all forms of sin cannot inherit. I asked that young man, if what you believe as the concept of eternal salvation is right. I said, what do you say about this scripture in 1 Timothy? He said, in a great house are several vessels. Some are for normal purposes and some are for special purposes. And he says, if a man purges himself from the latter, he becomes a vessel profitable for the master use. I tell you one truth. You see, the only thing lacking for we that claim we understand the New Testament is one thing. We don't understand kingdom by so reason, don't understand purity. That if you understand kingdom, you understand that purity is something you cannot compromise. And of course, you understand also that purity is not something you attain by human labor. That's the purpose of grace, to pave a way for the kingdom. Because through grace we understand we died with Christ, and everything sin, its nature gets away through grace, so that we fully come into kingdom and live as kingdom citizens. So you see the purpose of grace? You see the purpose of grace? You see the connection with kingdom? But if you stop at heaven at last, it is because you misunderstood. You can never, if the vision, let me quote Miles Monroe of blessed memory, if the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. Many people have abused grace because they don't understand the vision of God. They think the purpose of grace is to make heaven. That's why they tell you, for everything Jesus has done, even if you sin, you will make heaven. They don't understand kingdom. They don't. And Satan is excited because a generation of people are rising who have a clue of grace, who can fornicate and comes to stage and sing and preach, and the presence of God will still come. Are you listening to me? Who can dress anyhow? We are growing in grace and growing in more dirtiness of the flesh. Go and read the Bible and see what the Bible calls dirtiness of the flesh. A man is rising up and he just wants to bore his ear and bust his nose and just paint his hair one can as a proof that he understands grace. And when we talk, Satan raises his voice through some people and slam us down. But listen, we are not ready to stop. We can see what Satan is trying to do. That one day we will rise up and the only Christians in church. I saw a guy singing gospel song. He wore only singlet and chain. Singlet. I'm not lying. Singlet and chain. And chain. In the video. Singlet and chain. I said, what is happening to this generation? And it's a gospel song. I can't sing the song. I would have sang the song for you. Some of you will know the song. I said, what is happening to our generation? And if you talk, they slam you. They say, keep quiet. Now, Satan is mixing with truth. He is mixing with truth. Little. We cannot remove Satan from truth again. That the guy has bust his nose. He puts three chains. He busts three of part of his ear. And he's singing, oh, mama. We forget the attitude we are seeing and embrace the song. So that tomorrow we can't condemn that attitude. Because we have embraced the content of that attitude. Okay. So that tomorrow we don't know what is wrong from what is right. We don't have the impetus to tell our children that this thing is wrong. Because even though we are claiming it's wrong, why are we singing the sound that came from that strange land? That strange place. And somebody said, Prophet Simon, are you not condemning? I'm not condemning. I'm seeing accurately. I know exactly what I'm saying. A time will come, you'll be so shocked, people of God. You think it's a joke? If we're not careful, a time will come. Oh my goodness, what you see in the church will blow your mind. People wear bomb shorts will need to lead opening prayer. Like it's not happening already. It's not happening already. I heard a singer saying that he was singing, and while he was singing, he saw the cripple stood up from there, and I looked at him, all tattoo everywhere. I said, God, God Almighty, my eyes are open. I can see this thing. It's a wrong. Listen, don't be deceived for calling him bar-headed, what we call pastophilia almost every day. And he has not killed anybody. That was bad. That's not the character of God. How did I know that one of the things he did again was not the character of God? When the disciples said, call down fire like Elijah did, he rebuked them. He said, you don't know the manner of spirit that you have. That means you can do things by the anointing with a bad character. But we are not called to live by the anointing. We are called to live in the glory. At this point, God uses the anointing the way he likes, not the way you want it to be used. When you get to this point, you don't just pray people to die by fire. You understand you are seated at the Father's right hand, far above what principalities are. And if enemies are coming to you, you understand they can't touch you there, so there's nothing to do. There's no reason to kill them. Do you know if you want enemies to die, they will die? But what you have done is against the will of God. Because his desire is that nobody perishes, even your enemy. But that all comes to repentance. That's why it's interesting. Many people have low-key prayed Tinubu to die. He has not died. God's will for Tinubu today is that he repents. And he will accept him with two of his hands. People of God, you have a mandate. It's to stand for what is true concerning the kingdom and bring it to light. People are ready to compromise. For many of your brothers and sisters, for some of them, I speak to you by the Spirit, they have followed through the path that their belly have paid for them. Their belly have become their God. Many people have left the path of purpose for what to eat and drink. It's good you pursue value, what you can offer to this generation in terms of your gift and skill, but not at the detriment of purpose. Not at the detriment of purpose. If five people can catch this thing today, we will celebrate ourselves in 5 years in a grand way. If five people can catch this thing today, I tell you, it doesn't matter where these people think they are running to. All those your friends, it doesn't matter where they think they are running to. You may think they are more successful, but in 5 years, I bet you by the Spirit, we will stand top where nobody can come nigh us and say, thank God we follow the path of righteousness. I know what I'm telling you, people of God. Don't allow your belly. Don't allow it. Don't allow it. That is why you will be in church. Because you don't understand what we call the blessing. We said it, you were just a mental assenter. You didn't try to use it. If you don't try to use it, you will not know how it works. The Bible said, by reason of use, I've gotten their senses exercised. And because you didn't try to use the power of the blessing, you came to a point of lack. And that your ex told you to visit him. I was speaking by the Spirit. And as a lady, you carry your leg and went there. He knows your church. What shame you are bringing to the kingdom of God. What shame and disgrace. And after you are done, you remind him he needs to visit your church. He will never respect God. You are the reason why he will never respect God. Because you didn't understand the blessing. And you didn't understand righteousness. You didn't understand righteousness. But the generation is rising. Because they are understanding the new wine skin, and they are becoming what they are understanding. And as long as the new wine skin is ready, the new wine will find the special from inside out. Remember, the new wine is not coming from heaven. It has already come. It's on our inside. The Bible is speaking about the mystery that has been hidden in ages for our glory. Immediately that new wineskin is ready, it will ooze out. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What do you do therefore? You graduate from being a mental center. You go back home. Say, these things I've heard. In the name of Jesus, I am it. You meditate upon it day and night. It will change your life. You'll be like a pregnant woman in a season. There are some things you don't want to talk about. You can't talk too much again. You just keep quiet more than you talk. You are praying. You declare some fast. You may not understand some things, but you understand it to be figured out so soon. You're just praying. Lord, I am it. You've not gotten the job yet, but you are praying. Lord, I am it. The business money has not come yet, but you are praying. You are not calling for the big. You see, you are not even thinking there. You are thinking the place of purpose now. And as you are thinking it, you are shocked all of a sudden like a dream. The job comes. See, but I was not even praying about it. It is the realm you come to where the Bible says, before they pray, I will answer them. Before they pray, he said, I will answer them. Because you have come to a place where if God gives you the thing, he knows your mind cannot be thwarted. It is him. It is him. It is him. That is why you are where you are. You still have this 1 hour you call gold. You don't joke with that 1 hour. That the Lord brought you to a place you can't pray again. Oh, I wish your eyes are open. That you see the great sin you have done. The great sin you are doing. You now aim 500, 1 million. You can't pray. There is no time. Your work has taken your time. Ah, I wish you know what you just did. You just stopped the flow of the anointing. The flow of God's grace and mercy. That God sees you in a place where you are collecting 500 and 1 million and yet you cover everything, your laptop and everything, and kneel down and say, Jesus, here we are again. This is where we came out from. Lord, if we must become relevant, we have to be here. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. And God is scanning through your spirit. He's scanning through your spirit. He's scanning through your spirit. He's seeing where this thing you have value in can be used. So, no. I need to take this lady to Florida to be in charge of this blah, 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 and blah. Because if she's there, this is how she'll still kneel down and say, Lord, use me. This is how she'll still kneel down and say, Lord, your kingdom flows in this from the nations, you know, from this place to the nations. She'll make sure that this doesn't happen. I mean, God is seeing value and is saying that if 5 billion should come to this lady I'm seeing here, this one that can pray after collecting 3 million, if 5 million comes, she will not compromise. So we're giving you 5 million so that you can just put another gender to your website, male, female, and others. No. So if you don't do it, we'll seize your license. You will not be able to be in this company again. You call your mom and everybody, say, just put it. You are not the first person that have done it. You say, no, we know whom we have believed. Mommy, I know I'm the one feeding the whole family. We will still keep on feeding by God's special grace. And you kneel there and say, God, this is where we came from. Oh, King, we are not careful about this matter. We know where this success came from. They are threatening me with something you gave me. Satan said, if you worship me, I will give you the glories of this world. Jesus said, carry it and go. Eventually, I know I will own it. But I understand there's a baptism I must receive. There is this baptism I must receive. I don't care about the light affliction. I'm leaving the job. What will people say? I mean, I'm preparing your heart for top places. For top places. I'm not talking about this 500, 300 naira you are receiving. I mean, I'm talking about hidden places of the head, dark places of the head, where God will carry you and put you in charge. These are the gates you must pass. That somebody will look at you and say, if I don't sleep with you, you cannot get there. I mean, I was hearing from somebody, I've forgotten his name. He said his goal is to remove Christianity from every part of the head. He's no longer alive. He's a professor. He said, that's my goal. It's not a hidden thing. I had to Google to be sure of the article he wrote. I'll show you on Sunday. Where renowned scientists. Today there's one alive who they tell him everywhere, if you can just remove the name of Jesus in anything you do, we'll give you the recognition as one of the best scientists in the whole world. He said, if that's the reason, please don't give me the recognition. I'm not ready to remove the name of Jesus. If you know what is happening in this earth, people of God, you understand why Daniel was the best, yet early in the morning. There was no space for anything. He would say, I will turn towards Jerusalem. From his mansion, He will turn towards Jerusalem and say, this is where I'm coming from. God brought me from the temple of Jerusalem. I have not forgotten my God. He will turn there. Although I'm here, I know who brought me here. He will turn there and pray. Every morning, sharing the fact that God Almighty, you are in charge of this life. Will forget where I'm sleeping right now. Forget the aces. This is where you took me from, Holy Spirit. So that when Daniel was almost going to be promoted to something massive, in fact, he got the promotion, but now there was need for compromise. He said, no, throw me in the lion's den. What he has been doing before spoke for him. The lion did not kill him. And I ask again, if you were Daniel and you were thrown in the lion's den, will you die? Or you come out to say, they that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. This is a revelation from deep encounter. He said, they that know their God. He is not there for argument. He said, they that know their God, they that know their God, they shall be strong. They shall be strong. They shall do exploit. What will make you to reject offer of billions? Billions is because you know your God. That's what made you strong to say no. The grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them how to say no to all form of ungodliness. You are aware of where you are coming from. You are very aware. You were sent. You didn't just arrive on the earth. You know, the three Hebrew boys, they say, oh king, we respect all the national laws, but on this matter we are not careful. This is how faith speaks. He said, if we perish, let it be known that God could not save us today and we perish. He said, if we perish, we perish. God is plan A, B, and C. Were entering, they entered the fire. The people that took them to the fire, they died. The fire consumed them. The fire consumed them. But the king came to say, these boys, they were talking, and there was a fourth man in the fire. So we threw three boys, but we're seeing somebody else. The fourth man appeared in the fire. It was an angel that came and represented the glory as a consuming fire. God, the fire that consumed the fire that was supposed to consume the children of Israel. They that know their God have the consuming fire ability working in them. That is why we go through heat. I had to pinch myself sometimes. Are you alive? Are you not a human being? Why are you not feeling? I don't feel heat. Why is this so comfortable? Why this strong? Why this strong? I'm strong. I know my God. They that know their God, they shall be strong. I'm strong. You know, prophet has gone through a lot. Why is he so strong? Because I know whom I believe. I know who called me from that dungeon, that place. I know that there was called. Nobody was there. He called my name. He said, Simon, stand up. I'm sending you to the nations of the earth. Nobody can make me leave the work of God, because nobody knew the day I started the work of God. No man. Because I know whom I believe. I know his face. I know his voice. He spoke to me when there was nobody. Nobody's voice. Take me out. I heard him. He told me, Simon, go to the nations of the earth. I will take you from here, and I will take you through every nation, and you speak my name in every nation. He said, fierce season will come, but I'm in you, and I'll be strong with you. I will tell you the truth. I agree, I'm strong. You know, one time my mom and my wife looked at me. I went and spoke about some happenings. My wife said, if it's not that this, he's so young and he's so... My wife came to a point. She said, he's so young and he's going through all. And my mom, we're looking. And they thought I would break up. I stood up because I'm strong. And I moved into my room. I'm strong. I don't feel anything. And when I was trying to pinch myself to ask myself, are you sure? I'm always ready to start again. I never give up on humanity. You mess up, I gather another ones and I start again. I can't give up on humanity. You know, Satan wants to bring us to a point where when you have helped a lot of people, when they misbehave, you say, I give up on these useless people. I'm not doing that again. I'm going to face my family. But no, I will go to another location. I say, God, we can start again. If we start again, we will still not be late. We will still not be late. We will not arrive late. They've gone on chariots. They've gone on the help of men. But Lord, you know, Satan will try to scatter when we start. He tried to scatter. And we're like, God, where are the remaining one? What do you have? He will ask. 5 loaves, 2 fishes. No. But Lord, we give you praise. Yet we thought we were supposed to launch out with this, but we thank you for these 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We give you praise. All right, let's start again. Define the glory. The glory is, I've touched this thing to the brim, but I'm teaching the glory now. But I'm not careful. You know why? At the palace. We will arrive at the palace. First, by any, beyond anybody that tried to go via any human means, by the Spirit, we shall arrive first. Because you can never be laid in God. He said, they that know their God. He said, they shall be strong. I am not late. Lord, I've made this mistake. Look at my life now. Who told you you are late? You may have a child out of wedlock. You are not late. They that know their God. They wake up 3 a.m. when nobody is seen, and they kneel down and say, God, here am I. Here am I, my father. Here am I. Here am I, little Sakabo Sianabaya. The Lord gave you this job where you are collecting 1.5 million. And on Saturdays, they go and sit close to a beach and they are taking pictures. But you that know your God, you know where you came from. You say, Saturdays is prayer meeting. I'm still going to church. I know whom I've believed. There is no job amount that will take me off ministry. No civilization. Is it because they that know their God, they shall be strong. They shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. Pray, people of God, pray. Pray, people of God. I can't be late. I can't be late. I wait until substance is built. I will wait till value, real substance is built. I can't be late. I can't be late. I can't be late. He spoke about the entire army. He said, before them a fire divorce. He said, behind them a flaming fire. He said, nothing escaped them. They will walk through walls. They will walk through walls. They will climb through walls. There is nothing impossible with them. Shabakota. Parada. Parada.
There's a baptism I must receive. Lord, tonight I receive this baptism. I accept this responsibility. I will go with you. Spirit of God, I will walk with you. There is a baptism I must receive. There's a baptism I must receive. Spirit of God, strip everything called flesh. For there is this baptism I must receive. Everything called flesh ceases to exist. Spirit. Was broken, rearrange me. Where I thought I knew, rearrange. My spirit. Whoa. Whoa. Tonight it's a timely meeting. I see the Lord in the spirit. I sense your song rearranging things. It's a good place to sing. Rearranging everything in obedience to Christ. Rearranging everything. Lord, your fire, everything you want, let it be done, let it be done, let it be done, fire. Everywhere, everywhere. I see it in the spirit. Lord, if you need to start everything all over, start it. Let me get it right. Let me get it right. I just want to get it right. It's the Holy Ghost.
Blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.